Hello and welcome to Choose FI. Today on the show, we have my favorite episode of the year. This is the year-end wins episode. And incredibly, this is our sixth annual episode. So 2017 through 2022, this is our sixth year of doing these year-end wins. And it's incredibly interesting and gratifying to see all the action that you, the community, have taken throughout the year and throughout your years in the financial independence community. And we ask for voicemails, we ask for emails, and they come pouring in. We're going to try our best to read and play as many of them as possible. So stay tuned. Welcome to Choose FI.
You're listening to Choose FI Radio. The blueprint for financial independence lives here. If you're looking to unlock the secrets to financial independence and early retirement, you're in the right place. Stay tuned and join a community of like-minded people who are getting off the hamster wheel and taking control of their lives in the pursuit of financial independence. Choose FI, your home for financial independence online.
All right. So this should be a lot of fun. Now, a couple of months ago, I said we might have Jonathan come back on the show, but actually in this season of his life, him and his wife and their family are visiting his wife's family in Zimbabwe, which is phenomenal. So they're there on a month-long trip. So unfortunately, he couldn't be here with us, but we have a blast from the past. Another one of our co-hosts, former co-hosts, is MK Williams. And I asked her to come back on and she was thrilled. So MK, welcome back. It's been 2+ years.
Oh my gosh. Time flies in a time warp in the 2020 era. But yeah, it's been so long, but it also feels like yesterday that I was here with you guys. So I'm super happy to be back. Like you said, this is my favorite episode of the year. It's just joy and positivity, and I'm here for it.
Nice. And I am so happy you're here for it. And yeah, it is. It is exactly that. It is joy and positivity. And you can't wipe the smile off your face for the hour that we're sitting here listening to these voicemails and reading the emails. So yeah, so 2 years. 2 years it's been, which I agree, it seems like just yesterday, but also this has been a weird 36 months, I guess, to put it mildly. I mean, not to ask the trite, like, hey, how's your life been in 30 seconds? But what's going on? Catch the audience up.
We're doing really great. Our daughter just turned 2. She is a ball of energy. She's a little comedian and she's giving us a run for our money. Just when we think we know what we're doing as parents, she's in a new phase. So we're really enjoying every minute of it. And we just say every day how grateful we are for the life we kind of set up before she arrived, that we can get maximum time with her. We are not going to look back at this time and think, oh, I wish I had spent more time at home. We are spending so much time with her. So we know we're going to have zero regrets. The regret will be not spending time away from her. But, you know, while she's little and she wants to hang out with us, we're here for it. When she's a teenager and she's telling us to go away, we'll be like, okay, fine. So yeah, we're enjoying every second of that and just optimizing for happiness.
Good for you. Man, that is a FI story encapsulated, right? I mean, that's like you said, you set up your life to be ready for this, for precisely this. And here it is, and you're living it to the max. So that is awesome. Absolutely awesome. All right. I think we're going to get right into it. So I'm going to queue up the first voicemail. This is from Adriana.
Hi, Brad. I wanted to share the biggest success and step toward FI we may ever make. My husband and I are both 34, living in San Diego with our 2 small children. My husband is active duty military. A few months ago, we decided it was time to sell our San Diego home with over $400,000 in equity, entirely pay off our brand new construction, future retirement home in Florida, and live on the beach in the meantime in military housing while we're still in San Diego. The pros for this strategic FI move? Our future home in Florida no longer has a mortgage, which allows us to collect a very large rental income from it free and clear. My husband no longer commutes over an hour each way to work. I was able to quit my job and am now a stay-at-home mom. And we get to live a simple life right by the beach, paid for by the military, for the next 6 years until my husband's retirement from the military and our official start to early retirement. The only con we can come up with is the emotional loss of our home that was over 6 years of blood, sweat, tears, and over $100,000 in renovations. We moved on pretty quick once we got to the new house by the beach. Life is incredible now, and we're loving every day of our new slow-paced lifestyle and enjoying every moment with our kids. We love discussing how crazy it is that at 34, we're the only people we know besides my grandparents with a paid-off $500,000 house. We hope this is an inspiration to others pursuing FI. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts for all you do for the community.
Wow. That's an inspiration indeed. Adriana, that is remarkable. Congratulations at 34 years old, MK, to have the house paid off, their retirement home, check on the beach. Yeah. Gotta love it.
That's amazing. And I think that's something to show. Hopefully, they say you're the combination of the five people that you spend the most time with. Hopefully, the five people that you and your husband spend the most time with, Adriana, will soon start to, okay, this is interesting. How can we try some of this? And hopefully, you're going to spread that know-how. And hey, this is possible to those people, because what you did is amazing. Congratulations for enjoying this life, and pre-welcome to Florida for whenever you guys make it over here.
Yeah, fellow Florida residents here. I like it. That's awesome. All right, MK, let's queue up another one. We've got David calling in.
Hello, ChooseFi, and thanks for all the inspiration. Interesting to frame 2022 as a win, even with an 18% loss in our retirement savings. To put the year in context, 2022 was a year for me to reach the much anticipated rule of 55 option, as I was going into the sweet spot with the flip of the calendar. Thanks to ChooseFI, I learned about this potential fast forward to retirement back in 2017 when my journey to FIRE began in earnest. That was the year I dug deep into all my mutual funds, read The Simple Path to Wealth a couple of times, and ratcheted up our savings to over 30%. That was also the year we became 100% debt-free with the final house payment. In January of 2020, I took another step on my road to freedom by pivoting my job from manager to individual contributor role, which was also a career shift with a demotion. A bold move on my part, since I am not a risk taker and have been in the previous role for many years. All of this with my eye on 55 in the year I could take the walk if we were at our FIRE number. In January of 2022, things were looking amazing as we stepped into the new year, just a few thousand away from our net worth goal. Freedom was here. Well, we all know what happened starting that month. This brings me back to the win. Sure, the market is down and the future is uncertain. What is different for me now versus 2008 or other years is that thanks to my long-term decisions, I have little stress over the future. My job is going well with much more freedom and less stress than during my manager days. Our net worth is down, but that's okay, because I have confidence that over time it will return. In the interim, I'm loading up the HSA, enjoying bucket list travel with the missus, while also building new plans for our future. Experience and learning have taught me not to fear tomorrow, as things always work out. Oh, and our debt-free son married his debt-free bride in August. Now that's a fire match. December 24th, 2023, will be my 25-year anniversary of completing stage 4 cancer treatments. Soon after I completed those treatments, I wrote the date 2024 in a post-it note, hung it on my cubicle, and that was my goal to end full-time work. I know now that I am going to make it. I'm excited about these downtimes, as I know they're only going to launch us forward into even more exciting future. Thanks, ChooseFI, for all you do and everything that you are doing to help educate, inspire, and motivate your listeners.
Wow. That's a chill-inducing one, David. That's just remarkable. Truly remarkable. It sounds like everything you could ask for in a FI life, right? You have the second generation FI. As you said, long-term decisions have led to little stress over the future, right? You don't have to stress about the 18% drop or whatever it is, because the plan is working. It's all working. And it's amazing how long-term this has been for you. MK, this is amazing.
Absolutely. I was thinking as he was talking, you know, the win is in the eye of the beholder. So yes, the market's been down this year, but you hear David's mindset and how he's put this action plan in place for his finances and for his family and for his life. And you see that he's saying, okay, like, I know it's going to bounce back and I'm going to be in an even better position. But what I really love to hear was about that sticky note on the cube, because yeah. I too, David, have sticky notes on the wall. And there's something about that dopamine rush you get when you get to just pull it down. So I'm super excited for you for that moment. Not just of saying, I'm FI, I did it, I quit, but like pulling that sticky note down. That's so exciting. So kudos to you. Kudos to your son and his bride. Kudos to everybody. It sounds like it was an amazing year and more amazing years to come.
Indeed. All right. We have Will and Abby who left a voicemail.
Hi, I'm Will.
And I am Abby.
And this is our journey to FIRE. So we started having serious conversations about FIRE in November of 2021 after I'd been talking with a coworker, and inspired by that talk, I immediately picked up a copy of Quit Like a Millionaire from our local library.
After that, we began to dive deep into the Choose FI episodes. My husband was digging back way into the beginning of the episodes and was sharing with me what I should listen to. The first thing that we thought of doing was keeping our Roth IRA with our financial advisor and then creating our new Roth IRA for 2022, where we managed it ourselves in index funds. Year to date, we are happy to share that our funds that are self-managed have done better than the financial advisor funds. This also really opened our opportunities to maxing out all of our retirement plans that we had available for us.
And so while it's been a year of successes, we also had a few snags along the way. So when Abby was at her last job, we ended up maxing out her health savings account and then realized that at her new job, that would lock her into a high deductible insurance plan for the year. So we didn't anticipate that, and we didn't anticipate the higher out-of-pocket costs that would come with having that plan. We also learned that when we refinanced my car payment, it ended up costing us about $500 more over the life of the loan if instead we had just left it with the original lender. But looking at it from a long-term perspective, that's probably a fairly cheap lesson.
So we've certainly gained a lot more than we've lost, even in a year like this year. We set a goal of $100,000 in our retirement accounts, and by the end of 2022, we will be close to $125,000. Our brokerage account looks healthy, and we make weekly contributions. We are both 27 years old, and we just can't wait to see how FIRE continues to change our life.
Holy cow.
Wow, but you're both 27. I'd say you're both literally on fire with those wins. That was amazing. And I love that you did a little test this year. I'm definitely a nerd in terms of liking to test things out. So I like that you kept the one fund with the advisor and one with yourself. And now you have the data to see how it improved. I think that's great. And I also like that you didn't just take the advice that you heard on Choose FI. It's like, okay, we have to do this. You're like, well, let's keep one here and test it out. I love that you did that. And I love that it worked out to your benefit.
Yeah, I love this. And for me, it's about, you know, as facts on the ground change, you need to be adaptable. And like you said, not everything was an absolute wonderful home run, but you're taking action. You're moving the ball down the field. And okay, if, hey, we contributed to the HSA and then we realized, oh, there might be a scenario where ... right? And then you make different changes. I think that's a lesson for all of us that, okay, life does change at times, and you can't set a plan now and go to sleep for 30 years and expect no changes to be necessary, right? I think that's really, really important. But MK, yeah, like you said, they're at 27, they're rocking this. And, you know, I would caution, of course, 1 year in the market, you can't ever tell whether, you know, it's kind of a small sample size, as I like to say. But like we always say, keeping expense ratios low on your investments, I mean, that to me, compounded over years and decades, I strongly suspect their very small sample size, when it turns into a large sample size, is going to produce the same results, that their individually managed funds here are going to outweigh net of fees having it with the advisor. And that's why I invest the way that I do.
All right. We had Melissa write in with her win for the year. She said, financially, we leveraged higher interest returns through $30,000 in I-bonds for me, the hubby, and the business, paid off the car, invested in our second real estate syndication, and are aggressively paying down our home. Personally, in a post-COVID world, we could give our daughter a formal quince party, enjoy a family Disney cruise to celebrate our son's birthday, and I got to attend FinCon and meet my tribe. With the ups and downs of the market and stressors of both the world and the everyday, things could get lost in the fray, but it's been a truly remarkable year. Congratulations, Melissa. That does sound truly remarkable.
Yeah, that is amazing. All right, let's just keep rocking and rolling because we have a ton of these emails. Devin wrote in, my biggest win this year was setting up a taxable investment account with over $10,000 in it, which may not seem like much, but for a 17-year-old, it seems pretty good to me. And I think $10,000 for setting up an account is good for anybody. Let's be entirely clear here. But MK, for a 17-year-old, give me a break.
That's amazing. Yeah, they're really setting themselves up for success there. And I would say whether you're 17, 27, 37, 47, getting that first amount in that investment account. It's such a big thrill. And it's so great because you know that's going to keep growing over time. So congratulations to Devin.
Yeah, huge. Huge. All right. We had Brittany write in, and this is a nice long list. So I'm going to try to read it here. I began travel nursing in order to bulk up our investments even faster with the goal of reaching COSFI as soon as possible, or to allow us to have my husband work from home to avoid daycare costs and a long commute. Here are the five things that we have done. Both maxed out our Roth IRAs for 2021 and 2022. We transferred my previous 401k to a rollover IRA. We utilized my husband's 457B, which is maxed out for 2022. We started a brokerage account that currently holds about $15,000. I now have another 401k that we're getting matched 3%. And we just booked our first vacation to Mexico, just the two of us, with our Chase Ultimate Rewards points. Flights are through Southwest and an all-inclusive resort for 6 nights through Hyatt. We didn't think this was possible, but it was completely free. Okay, this warms my heart because this is a little bit of everything, right? We've got all the wins on the brokerage account, all the IRAs and the 401ks, but then we get to the cream here and we've got the all-inclusive trip using just Chase Ultimate Rewards points transferred to Southwest for 6 nights in an all-inclusive. It's amazing.
Absolutely. And it shows that the wins don't just have to be dollar amounts, right? It doesn't have to be XYZ was put into the market because we know the market does what the market does. You know, this year it was down. And so you might feel like, did I get any gains this year? Well, Brittany got a whole bunch of gains because she gets to go to Mexico. And that sounds amazing. So have so much fun on your trip and enjoy the success that you and your husband are experiencing. And this came in from Dominic. His 2022 wins include maxing out the 401k, HSA, and Roth IRA, purchasing $10,000 of I-bonds, investing $40,000 in the taxable account. This was the stretch goal for the year, and he made it with 2 months to spare, establishing UTMA accounts for the kids and contributing $3,000 per kid, continuing to contribute to the kids' 529 accounts, about $1,500 per kid to max out the state tax savings. Paid off the mortgage. Whoa, way to bury the lead there. Paid off the mortgage. He turned 40 this year and wanted to have it paid off. Paid it off within 14 years. Invested in solar panels. Feels good to use energy and to deliver clean energy. And the goals looking to 2023 are to continue to max out and contribute to all the accounts, attend Camp Fi, donate more. And as a stretch goal, still thinking about this one, he thinks he might like to transition away from traditional W-2 work in a few years. So thinking about what that might look like. Wow. Congratulations, Dominic. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, that is huge. That is quite a list. And I love just like the little nuance of even something as simple when he's talking about contribute to my kids' 529 accounts up to the max for the state tax savings. And I think that's a smart little thing. Now, obviously not financial advice, right? Like you can do what you want, but that's what we do. We get our state tax deduction and okay, I'm not 100% sold on putting tens of thousands of dollars into a 529, but all right, I'm going to get that state tax deduction. So yeah, absolutely love just that little nuance there, Dominic.
Yeah. And I love that he's already looking forward to next year about ways to continue to not just fund those accounts, but okay, what else can I do to maybe try something new, something outside of W-2 work, continuing to donate? I think that's amazing. And it shows when you have your financial foundation set, then you can finally stop and look around and think, what else can I do? So I love to see that he's already looking ahead.
Indeed. All right. Layla wrote in, I wanted to send over my financial accomplishments for 2022 for the year-end podcast. So number one, I started 2022 with my net worth at about $600 and my net worth will be over $25,000 by the end of the year. My total side hustle income for 2022 will be over $20,000, the highest I've ever made. I have a couple of YouTube channels, a couple of blogs, do financial coaching, max out my Roth IRA for the first time ever. I made over $2,000 in credit card cashback signup bonuses. And I landed my first Salesforce job in March because of the Talent Stacker program. We've talked about that on episodes such as 297 with Anita. And she said, I was a microbiologist before this. So this was a complete career shift for me. With this job, I have my first ever 401k match with a 6% match. Plus, I got a 5% raise after my performance review. And I reached $6,000 in my emergency fund, which is about 3 months of bare bones expenses for me. That is amazing. Layla, to go from a net worth of $600 to $25,000 and all those other wins stacked on top of it. I know those jobs in the Salesforce ecosystem are paying $70,000 and over in most cases. That's, I mean, you are set with that kind of trajectory, that's amazing.
Yeah, that is truly remarkable. I'll be excited to see if she writes in again next year to say what the difference is 2023. So starting with the $25,000 net worth, how much further does it go? Is she going to be launching her own podcast soon, telling about all of her success and wins? It sounds like she's got the multiple YouTube channels, multiple side hustles. So hopefully those are all fulfilling her too, right? So it's more than just the net worth growth, but hopefully it's, I'm excited to do these creative endeavors. I'm excited to try these new things, whether it's Talent Stacker and learning Salesforce, or whether it's having fun editing videos to put on YouTube, you know, enjoy the journey. And it sounds like she is. So congratulations.
Yeah, that is awesome. Okay, we had Erica call in with a voicemail.
Hi, this is Erica calling from Raleigh, North Carolina. So lots and lots of wins for us this year. This time 12 months ago, we were living on food stamps and WIC and spending 70% of our income on rent in Southern California. Since then, exactly this time last year, my husband finished school after going back using the Pell Grant and FAFSA. So the government paid for his schooling. He achieved his AS and several certificates in computer programming and cloud computing and was able to find a job in tech. We left Southern California and moved across country to Raleigh, North Carolina, where there is a big tech hub, and are currently looking for our first house hack as we speak. So we're now saving over $900 a month on housing. We're in a position to help our oldest son with college tuition every single month. His laptop broke 2 weeks into the school year. We were able to buy him a new one without even thinking, is this going to mess up our food budget? Will we be able to pay rent? And these things were not possible, you know, 13 months ago. We discovered the FI community 2 years ago during the pandemic, and it changed our lives. We have made very purposeful steps to get ourselves like army crawling out of poverty, and it works. Every single step has brought us more windows and doors of opportunity, and I cannot wait to see where we are 12 months from now. Thank you for everything you do, and happy new year, happy holidays. Bye-bye.
Wow. Yeah, I think I was looking at you there on the video screen, MK, to see which of us was going to start crying first here. It's, that is remarkable. Army crawling out of poverty and the things that were not possible a year ago. That is just amazing. Erica, truly amazing. I don't know what to say other than that.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I mean, we all start at a different point on the FI journey, but we all realize the benefits of it. And it's not always just, okay, what's in the bank? It's, you know, her saying, okay, my son needed a new laptop and I didn't have to stress about, well, what wasn't going to get paid to make that happen? You know, so yes, it comes down to dollars and cents, but not having that worry and knowing that there's that positive future on the horizon, no amount of money can buy that. That's a feeling that comes from being really intentional and making those big changes and taking those risks of moving across the country. And I'm so glad for you that it's working out. And I can't wait to hear next year where you guys are. So congratulations. That's amazing.
Yeah, that is super cool. And like you said, it's not about the money. It is about the money, but it's not about the money, right, MK? And that's the important part, is that when you have this space financially, and this is the lesson for all of us, when you have this space financially, everything else about your life gets slightly easier and slightly better, because you don't have that ever-present worry of, oh my goodness, are we going to have... The example I use is a flat tire, but let's use this example of a broken laptop. You know, that might be a couple $100, whatever, or $300, $500, $800, whatever it is, right? $1,000. Well, that's not a true emergency anymore for their family, whereas that would have been a dire scenario 14 months ago. And that is the power of FI if you're ever looking for it. That is it in a nutshell. So again, huge congrats. All right, MK, let's queue up another one here. We've got Justin who called in.
Hey, Brad and ChooseFI team. I'm calling to give you my yearly 2022 wins for me and my wife. So together we've saved over $60,000 and counting. Still have a month to go. I plan on putting some more in December. I switched from a manual Excel sheet for tracking all my budgeting on saving every receipt to using Personal Capital. And I have to say, I love it. It saves so much time and effort. There's no more keeping receipts, keeping track of, bothering my wife about receipts and that sort of thing. And so it's just so much easier and better. And it's more powerful than the Excel tools I had as well. So That's been a huge one. It's fantastic, and I probably look at it too much. As everyone else out there, we went through one of the largest market drops, at least in my lifetime of investing over 10 years. And so I continue to invest throughout the year with a sound mind, and I know it's going to come back, and I remain positive, and I did not panic. I started a 529 plan for my daughter, who's 4 years old. We also welcomed a son this year, and so planning on contributing to the 529 plan for quite a while. One big thing, listening to the podcast a lot this year, is working on mental health around finances. I really loved listening to some of the book recommendations. I believe there's a hospice one, and there's also just the idea behind money. And it's helped a lot, just not focusing on the final number. I think I look and focus way too much, especially compared to my wife or friends. So I obsess a little bit over it. So my goal this year is to reduce that obsession and just not think about it and try to let it roll, maybe look at it once a month instead of every few days. And I also, I guess another win this year is I achieved the Southwest Companion Pass. I haven't got to use it yet, just due to having a new baby, but I have it. So I'm hoping to use it next year to take a trip to California, maybe go to Legoland as well. So some great wins. Looking forward to next year. I really hope to cross the $1 million in net worth. That's kind of the big goal for 2023. And I want to look a little bit more into mastering the HSA. I still use my HSA to cover healthcare funds, especially after having a recent baby. So I want to look at maybe saving some of those and using for more of a retirement vehicle in the future. But thanks. Love the podcast. Keep it up.
All right. Justin, congrats. First off, congrats on the new arrival to you and your wife. That's awesome. And yeah, I mean, that is just an amazing set of wins, right? Like, that's what we're doing here. It's just stacking these wins one on top of the other. I feel you on the maybe looking a little bit too much at your spreadsheets or personal capital in this case, in your case. But I think what you hit on is really what I've hit on in my life over the last 5+ years is it's the psychological, it's the behavioral, it's the emotional side of this. Once you have the nuts and bolts of money down, okay, then really the work begins, because then you have to figure out, how can I wrap my mind around this? What do I want to do for the next 50 years of my life? And that is both wonderful and daunting at the same time, but that is truly a journey. And I don't think there's an end to that, which again, that's a hopeful thing for me. All right, MK, I'm going to queue up. We had Kristen call in.
Hi, this is Kristen from Georgia. I'm so grateful for finding ChooseFI back around 2020. Brad and Jonathan were a dynamic duo. Jonathan is dearly missed. However, Brad, you're doing excellent. And the best feature of this podcast is that Brad and Jonathan are real people, yet very smart people who do valuable research, with real families discussing helpful content that is applicable to anyone's life. Every episode has takeaways that can be applied at any time. I also love all of the interviews with subject matter experts. Our year-end win was paying off our mortgage last month. Yes, we had a low interest rate, especially compared to today's, but we followed Dave Ramsey since our early 20s, so freedom from debt was always a goal of ours. We've maintained around a 32% savings rate for many years, investing in 403Bs, 401k, Roth IRAs, HSAs, and 529s, not including percentage giving off the top predetermined at the beginning of each year. So we thought that as long as we maintain the savings rate, the goal of paying off the mortgage in our low to mid 40s made sense for us. There's nothing like the feeling of being debt-free. We celebrated the win by dropping more than $400 on a steak dinner. Of course, being who we are, we took lots of leftovers home and made steak sandwiches and steak quesadillas that whole week. The restaurant was so fancy that our three boys stared at us like deer in headlights during the entire meal. The meal was pricey, but their looks were priceless. So what's next? Increasing the sinking funds for home repair and renovation. Ah, the joys of home ownership. And continuing to mentor the next generation, helping them to win with money. Thank you for allowing me to share this win with you. Again, my husband and I are so grateful for ChooseFI. We can't wait to attend a North Georgia meetup. Blessings to everyone out there this Christmas season.
Wow, that was fantastic. Congratulations on paying off the mortgage and being debt-free. That is amazing. Congratulations. And I like how you explained, yeah, you had a low interest rate, but it was really important to you to pay it off. And that's amazing. And it goes to show that personal choice. I love how you celebrated. I love how you went all out, super fancy restaurant. And then, yeah, we're going to eat the leftovers all week. That was perfect. I think when my husband and I got out of debt, we went to a local like ice cream shop and we got dollar burgers and dollar sundaes. And we said, well, what happens when you break out of jail? You don't celebrate by committing a crime. So I love that you guys use those frugal skills to make that fancy steak last all week. That was perfect.
Yeah, that's huge. Big congrats. And as we always say, personal finance is personal. So yeah, maybe that isn't the mathematically optimal thing. And you know that, but it doesn't matter. That doesn't mean it's the wrong decision. It certainly sounds like it was the right decision for you and your family. So huge congrats. All right. We had Tommy who called in.
Hey there, Brad. Tommy here calling in with my 2022 wins for the year. I was actually on a few years ago when you guys did this same exact episode, releasing everyone's wins, stating how many changes I made when I just got into FI with all the maxing out of 401ks, IRAs, and doing all what I consider kind of the level one type of wins where you're really setting yourself up and building your strong foundation. Well, I've done now this year, especially in the past 3 or 4 months, what I consider a kind of a level two win where I actually changed jobs, changed careers completely out of a government job where I'd spent 15 years, had 15 more years to go to a sweet, sweet pension that I had been relying on for many, many years, you know, in my head as my future retirement plan. But ChooseFI gave me the confidence with that level one foundation and all the knowledge from your show to make the switch in a career to something that is now work from home. I get to spend so much more time with my family, especially my two boys. And it's been absolutely tremendous, not only for the family aspect, for coaching. I coach my son's soccer teams and basketball, getting to interact with those kids and help them. And then also into a career in which I really am passionate about. So it's just been win, win, win. And not only that, but the other side is I was able to successfully negotiate salaries and bonuses based on some of the information provided by ChooseFI. So sorry for rambling a bit too much, but I just wanted to thank you all so much for giving me the foundation and then being able to build on that to change my life, my family's life, my career, our retirement in so many ways. So thank you so much.
Wow. Wins on wins on wins. Congratulations, Tommy. That sounds amazing. And it's great to get the update, right? You know, we do hear so many people come in with, okay, I did the first things, but now it's great to hear the update that you've been able to make this huge career shift. I mean, we know from hearing from Grumpus Maximus with his golden albatross moment of, is this pension worth it? Should I stay for it? And feeling trapped by it. And I'm so glad for you, Tommy, that you were able to leverage these skills, look at the bank account and say, I don't need to stay in this job I don't love when I could have one I love and gives me all these other opportunities. So congratulations. That's so amazing. Amazing wins on wins. Exponential wins.
Yeah. Level one, level two, level whatever. That's remarkable. And yeah, Tommy's been a long time friend and member of our community. So always love getting these updates years upon years, right? That's what's so beautiful. Also, again, about this being the sixth annual of this. All right, MK, let's go back to the emails.
Okay, we got this email from Wes. Wes writes, our 2022 FI win was using the entire calendar year to pay off all of our non-mortgage debt. In January, we decided to get ourselves relatively debt-free and to pay off our student loans, car loans, and personal bank loans ASAP. I took on an additional part-time job and we reduced our expenses as much as we could without depriving our three kids, who are all under 6 years old. My wife and I balanced our work schedules to avoid having to pay any extra childcare expenses and to be able to spend as much time as possible with them as we ground out work. As we roll to the end of 2022, we are going to be making our final payment on the $70,000 in our non-mortgage debt that we had at the start of the year. It's been an extremely busy year, but we're looking forward to 2023 being the time when all of that money stops going to other people and instead stays and grows with us. Wow.
Damn. $70,000 in non-mortgage debt paid off in 1 year. Holy cow.
That is fantastic. Congratulations. And I hope you celebrate January 1 by doing nothing.
Yeah, indeed. Nothing. And then and then watch that money start compounding. And like you said, staying with you. So really great work, Wes. All right. Sarah wrote in, here's my big 2022 win for the year. I had been with my current company for 6 years and really loved my job. So I had no interest in looking for a new one. I believed that I was being fairly compensated. However, my job was in the tech sector, and I was getting worried about potential layoffs due to the market. So I did a little makeover of my LinkedIn profile to really highlight my skills. Recruiters started reaching out to me right away. I engaged. I received a job offer for a similar position to the one I had, but with these advantages: 100% remote, a 30% increase in salary, same number of paid time off days as it had taken me 5 years to earn at the prior job, and comparable benefits package. When an offer was made, I negotiated a $5,000 sign-up bonus that was paid out with my first paycheck. I've been at the job for almost 6 months now, and I love it. It's the biggest win I've had all year. Sarah, that is huge. I absolutely love this. And then to be able to negotiate the sign-on bonus, good for you.
Fantastic. Congratulations all around. And it goes to show sometimes the grass is a little greener. So I'm glad you took that initiative to get out ahead of what could have been potential layoffs. And now you've found this dream situation. Great job. Okay, Lindsay wrote in, 2022 was a great year for me. At the beginning of the year, I set a goal of saving and investing $50,000, and I exceeded my goal with about a 62% savings rate. This was my second year maxing out my 403b and my fourth year maxing out my Roth IRA. This was also a great year for getting my partner on board. He became debt-free in October 2021. This year, he maxed out his 401k for the first time and IRA for the second year. We are both currently 29 and plan to be FI by age 37, maybe sooner. When I first found FI in 2020, I was really hesitant about travel rewards. We opened our first travel card in March 2021. This past summer, June 2022, we had our first big travel rewards trip. We used our Southwest Companion Pass and points to book round-trip tickets to Cabo San Lucas. We booked a Hyatt all-inclusive resort, all with points, many transferred from our Chase Ultimate Rewards points. We were amazed that this actually worked and are hooked on travel rewards. Still two trips to go in 2022. We are hoping to use a similar strategy to book a trip to Jamaica this summer. Wow, congratulations, Lindsay. That sounds amazing.
Yeah, we have a lot of people writing in and calling in now with the Ultimate Rewards they're using to book these all-inclusives. And actually, that's a really neat thing. We've talked about Chase Ultimate Rewards points so many times on the show, but I'm going to give it a little extra here. Hyatt recently, so Hyatt is actually my favorite transfer partner of Ultimate Rewards. And for a long time, they had like, I think it was four all-inclusives, literally four hotels. And now I think there's over 100. They wound up buying like another portfolio of hotels. So that's why you're seeing a lot more all-inclusive. I've seen, I think even in like the non-peak, I want to say it was like 17,000 points a night or something like that for two people to stay in an all-inclusive. So you can get just remarkable, remarkable deals. So, okay, as you certainly know, we have a ton of resources on travel rewards. So at chooseofi.com/travel, really everything's there, our ultimate guide, our top credit card, all that stuff. So like Lindsay said, it is a little nerve-wracking at first, but once you get into it, you realize, oh, this is real and it's easy. It's really easy.
Absolutely. That sounds fantastic. And please post photos of the trip on the Choose Five Facebook group. I mean, that these are the kind of visual wins people like to see, right, too. So brag about those amazing benefits you're getting and make sure that people know that those all-inclusive resorts are nice and they might try to come out too.
All right. Tom wrote in 2022, I improved my FI status by... keeping up with the Choose a Vibe podcast, selling one of my cars to Carvana since I work from home, maxing out my 401k, setting up a CD ladder, and buying 10,000 in I-bonds. Nice set of wins, Tom. Damn, that's short and to the point, but man, that is really impactful. So that's huge.
Okay, and then Danielle wrote in, I just wanted to thank you all for the work you and Jonathan have done on this podcast and this community. I've been listening since you only had 20 episodes and have absolutely enjoyed the evolution of the podcast. For my 2022 FI wins, thanks to the past couple of years of the student loan pause, I was able to make significant payments to get my balance down from $47K to $17K. Now I have enough saved to pay it all off regardless of the outcome of any potential debt forgiveness. That was my only debt. So now for 2023, I'll be able to start saving for a house down payment with my fiance, max out my HSA, and significantly increase my TSP contributions. With no more student loan payments and a 1 month buffer in my checking account, I feel like I have so many more options than I did before.
Congrats, Danielle. That's awesome. And wow, you've been with us since really the beginning of 2017. So thanks for being here along the ride and for taking so much action. As you know, that's what this is all about and why we do the podcast. We don't do it just to hear ourselves talk. We do it so that you, the community, will get up off the couch and take action. Really just moving forward in your life to make it better. So thank you.
But the nice thing with FI is you can do some of these things from the couch on your laptop. You can move everything. So that's even better.
That is very, very true. Double win. All right, MK, we got a couple more voicemails here. Let's queue one up from Kelly.
Hi, Brad. This is Kelly out in Seattle. I wanted to share a little bit of what I've been able to accomplish this year. After finding FIRE during the summer of 2021, 2022 was the first full year that I was really able to chase after my new financial goals. So here's what I did. I created and stuck to a budget for the entire year, which included tracking all of the money in and out of my accounts. I swapped out my expensive mobile phone plan for a cheaper one that's half as expensive, but with twice as good of coverage. I maxed out my 401k and I got our company full match, which is 50 cents for every dollar that I contribute. I maxed out my HSA and paid for my medical expenses out of pocket this year to let my investments keep growing. I maxed out the mega backdoor Roth that my company offers, which allows me to contribute an additional $30,250 into my after-tax Roth account. I landed a promotion and negotiated for a salary adjustment, which has meant that I increased my income by about 18%. I continued my charitable giving, but through a donor-advised fund so that I can take advantage of the tax benefits for contributing appreciated stock. I finalized my will and estate plans through my company's legal benefit, and perhaps the most meaningful has been joining the planning committee for the women's personal finance community at our company. It's a growing group of women. We're actually over 3,500 now, and it's been such a joy to connect with like-minded women who can challenge and support each other. We host and present on monthly topics like tax and insurance planning, maximizing our benefits during open enrollment, building a financial plan, FIRE, and so much more. It's been such a great 2022, and I can't wait to start 2023.
Wow. As somebody who's sworn to never go back to the corporate world, your job sounds great with this financial group where you guys are doing the presentations. And I love that you took advantage of the legal benefit. Of all the other wins, they're amazing. But I really hope other people are listening to this, that potentially if you work for a big enough company, they may also have this benefit for you. A non-financial benefit, right? She's having somebody help with her will and estate planning, but it's so important to have that in order because the last thing you want your grieving family to have to deal with is all of that on top of it. So I'm so glad that you had the forethought to get that in place, as well as all of your other amazing wins. An 18% raise. The market didn't even affect you, girl. The market went down 18%. You got an 18% raise. You're sitting pretty. So yeah. Amazing all around. Congratulations.
Yeah. I mean, that is like a masterclass on FI, just in a 3-minute voicemail, right? I mean, if I wanted to tell someone, hey, what is FI all about? I think I'd just play Kelly's voicemail. So Kelly, that is remarkable. Huge congrats. All right. We had Yvette call in.
Hi there. My name is Yvette, and I'd just like to share some wins that we have this year. So we discovered FIRE or financial independence movement, I think in 2020, through the Arbitrage Journey YouTube channel. And since then, we found your podcast and have been listening away this year. My husband and I, we only started working towards financial independence in 2020. And this year, we hit Coast FIRE, or we've accumulated enough in our retirement investments to have it grow to what we consider a minimal retirement amount by the age we want to retire. So we are celebrating that. We have multiple income streams. Now we started up a brokerage account as well as our longer term retirement investment vehicles. And so really it feels night and day, you know, to have followed, I think, a more intentional path, thoughtful and intentional path, all while having two kids under the age of 7. And I just really want to thank you for making it feel doable and be enjoyable along the way. Thank you so much.
Oh, Yvette, congrats for taking action. And yeah, I mean, that making it feel doable, that really is another thing we try to get across, because it is doable, right? That's the nice thing. Like, personal finance seems so complicated, and it's done to a large degree purposefully so, right? Because who has an incentive? And I'm not like one of these people necessarily, but like, who has the incentive to keep it seeming complicated? The people that you're going to pay for their expertise, right? But when you realize, oh, I can do this on my own. Oh, this is actually pretty easy. Oh, you mean I can just do a couple little things and set up my financial life for decades? Wow, there's an entire community of people doing this worldwide. It's all of these little things. And then we all band together and we are doing this. We're making it happen. So congrats to you and your husband and your family.
Great. We had Dennis write in with another win. He said, I've been listening since 2020. Much like Jonathan, I started with Dave Ramsey and started our FI journey by getting out of $70,000 of student loan debt in 2015. My 1% has compounded since then. But this year, he paid off $70,000 in 13 months and built an emergency fund with side jobs and cutting expenses, saved $230,000 for a down payment, bought a home in Los Angeles with 30% down this past July, transitioned to being a classroom teacher and maxed out a 401k and 457b for a year, and then transitioned out of teaching after a year and a half, and is now a Salesforce consultant, having gone through the Talent Stacker program. The goal is to make six figures after one more year of experience. Just got back from spending Thanksgiving week at Disney World travel hacking using Chase Sapphire Preferred, Marriott Card, and Capital One Venture Card. Just posted about that on the Choose Five Facebook group. As of this email, the post has 207 likes, 107 comments, so you should easily be able to find it in the group if you haven't already seen it. Future goals are to have 2 to 3 travel goals of Hawaii, Bora Bora, and Europe. FI in 8 years when the youngest graduates high school, and buy in a lower cost of living area, and have a, as they travel around the US with a travel trailer and internationally.
Wow. Dennis, holy cow. That's crazy. Well, first, transition to being a classroom teacher and then transition out of teaching in a year and a half. That's wild. And goodness, the Disney thing. So MK, as you probably remember, that was actually like my very first like popular article. Literally almost 10 years ago to the day, I put together a trip to Disney World using rewards points. And it is amazing to see people still doing this and using those little hacks that, like, I think I was the first person to find out you could use the Capital One Venture card to offset Disney tickets at a place called Undercover Tourist. And it's just so cool to see people, like I said, a full decade later doing this. So we actually did whip together an article on using travel rewards for Disney at ChooseAfi's website. So it's ChooseAfi.com/Disney, really easy. And it'll take you there step by step of exactly how to do that. So it really is remarkably easy. All right. And we had Valerie write in. So a few wins I've had this year, thanks to you and your wonderful podcast. I've been scaling back on my wardrobe. Nothing like you have previously discussed, but I have purchased shirts for my hubby and myself from Clothing Shop Online and tried out some of the next level shirts you talked about. So Valerie's talking about, I mentioned previously that, yeah, I go to this website, Clothing Shop Online, and next level, I think it's 6,200 and 6,210 or something like that are the two shirts, and they're like $5 each. Okay, this is my entire wardrobe. They're the most comfortable shirts ever. So that's very, very cool that Valerie and her husband are wearing them both. She went on to say, we both maxed out our retirement accounts. Plus, I put into state retirement at a set amount. He maxed out HSA, and we both maxed out Roth IRAs. And then I had a meeting with my work 457B liaison the other day, and it was great. He was dumbfounded that I am on track for retirement at 50 in 8 years from now, and that I was maxing out my retirement and continuing to do so all year during the downturn. He had no advice for me to optimize anything better than I was already doing. Oh, and the best part, my family is doing a vacation for Christmas with minimal physical gifts. I bought our flights with Chase points and got the resort stay with a timeshare that I had already got out of, but they gave me 2 years of points to use. So I no longer stuck with that, and I have a super affordable vacation thanks to travel rewards. So all in all, happy holidays, and thanks for you and this community and all it's done for me. Valerie, that is amazing. I love that the liaison for the 457 was just dumbfounded at how far ahead you were. Having no advice, that's probably a first. Good for you.
It's good company to be in when you're like, okay, now I need the Choose Five community to tell me, what do I do next, guys? That's awesome. Congratulations and congrats on having an amazing family holiday trip, or hopefully it goes amazing. I'm sure it will, but congratulations.
All right, MK, we have two last voicemails here as we close up our year-end wins. The first one is from Dilyara.
Hi, Brad. I wanted to share my year-end wins. It's actually more than 1 year win. So in September 2021, I discovered FIRE and FIRE community and that there is such a thing at all. And I was completely shocked that this is all possible and how simple the math is. So my husband and I immediately started making changes back in September 2021. My whole paycheck started going completely to my 401k at work all the way until January 2022. And in January 2022, so this year, we started to max out all of our tax advantage accounts. My husband has three 401A, 401K, 457. I also have a 401K. And then we also to max out our Roth IRAs. So at the beginning of the year, we just thought we'll just try it out and we'll see how it goes. If it's too hard, then we'll just adjust our contributions and maybe not max out all the accounts. But now it's the end of the year. We haven't made any changes to our contributions. So we were able to stay on track and max out everything. Since we're in a little bit higher tax bracket, we're able to save a lot of money in taxes. So this actually works out great for us. Our savings rate is somewhere around 50-55%. So this year has been amazing in terms of investments. Last year, also per your recommendations, so I got a Chase Sapphire preferred card and my husband got a Chase Sapphire reserved card. And we were able to put those points together and buy 4 plane tickets to Italy with those points. We have 2 kids. So that was a huge win as well. This is the first time we've done anything like that. So I just wanted to thank you for all the information that you provide on your podcast. And it is really life-changing. And thank you again.
Yeah, congratulations. That sounds amazing that you were able to make those big changes. You were able to put so much in savings and you're going to Italy. That sounds amazing. So congratulations and enjoy all of the experiences you're able to have now.
Yeah, that is really, really great. All right, we have Lauren who called in.
Hi, Brad. I'm loving the new podcast, so thank you so much. I found FI in 2020 and I was on your year-end wins in 2020. And I wanted to call and give some updates of where I am 2 years later. So this year, I'm working from home due to COVID about 80% of the time for a nonprofit. So I get paid a little bit less, but I get to spend a lot of time with my 16-month-old. So for me, that's a trade-off that I think is really important. I did purchase the Talent Stacker program and have done some of the lessons, but I'm looking to switch careers once my son goes into school. We decided we're finally going to get health insurance for my husband this year. He applied for a job and is currently negotiating salary for that job, although his current employer unknowingly offered him a raise of $5 an hour. So that's a decision we have to make. My job is also evaluating our salaries based on what our position makes with other companies. So those results should hopefully be in soon, although we have received a $5 cost of living adjustment. As far as purchasing items for us, for me and our son, I continue to source used or free items for my son whenever possible. Facebook Marketplace is a place where I find a lot of great things. And if not, I buy used stuff from Poshmark or eBay, other sites. I'm collecting miles and points for future travel and planning multiple trips using Southwest. We got our son his passport this year. We also won a hotel stay for 7 days and 6 nights, which will take next year or the following year, as well as an entrance ticket to an event, which was something that we won as well. So excited to use all of that. I stacked an emergency fund, which I actually just had to tap into for all new tires, rear brakes, calipers, and rotors. So I was happy to have that. I used my health insurance this year. Comes with 30 free visits to physical therapy, which has dramatically increased my well-being. And in the beginning of the year, I'm going to sign up for a gym membership for the YMCA. We have a gym reimbursement, so it takes off $20 a month from the price. So instead of $60, it'll be $40 a month. And it's really high value for me because it's close to home. They have a pool, a sauna, and a hot tub, and a steam room. And I love going there, so I'm really excited for that. I always call the companies that we have our recurring bills with and just ask them if they have any specials. Our internet, we call every 3 months and I put the date in my calendar of when I need to call them again and request the extension of the discount. I continue to breastfeed my son, which has saved a lot of money. And I also have donated the excess to a local mom. I got life insurance this year and so did my husband. We purchased the legacy binder, which I intend to fill out. I do have a side gig and I made business cards and gift certificates using Canva, which was so easy and really affordable. And I'm excited to be the dumbest person in the room, despite not feeling 100% ready as a small business owner. We're on board to max out my husband's Roth for the first time this year. And I'm really trying to get him on board with FI and to understand the why of FI, but I'm trying to approach it in a really flexible way. I continue to get the match for my 403B. We have our own joint taxable, which is where we put our extra money in. And we have an account for my son that we've been putting $100 each a month in since he was born, as well as any financial gifts have gone in that account for him that we plan to give to him when he's older. I've reconnected with some old friends as I build what I would like my life to look like post-FI. And if student loans will be forgiven, then I will have $3,500 left to pay. So thank you so much for everything that you have done for me and my family, and you have dramatically made our lives better. So thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Wow.
Whoa, so many great wins.
Yeah, it's hard to go back to the beginning of Lauren's voicemail now and go through them all, right? I mean, that's amazing. And it really touches every aspect of life. And that's what's so cool. Just all these little things, right? That's another reason why we do these episodes, is because it gives inspiration for people listening. Oh, Lauren has this reminder every 3 months to call up and see if she can get a lower price. Okay, well, maybe I'm not going to do every 3 months, but what if I put that reminder in for every 6 months or once a year? That's fantastic, right? Lauren said, oh, look, I was able to get this benefit on my health through whatever it is. Oh, maybe my company has that, or maybe my health insurance has that. I think that's kind of, MK, the secret sauce behind this episode, right? Is like, oh, all these other people are doing that. Maybe I could get some inspiration too. So Lauren, huge congrats. Thank you so much for calling in 2020 and now 2022. We love it.
Yeah, Lauren, that was fantastic. I loved hearing all of your wins, especially as a fellow mom, you know, leveraging this Facebook marketplace, sometimes just the freebie clothes. Yes, I will take them. So that's amazing. And Brad, I don't know if we can have anything follow that. That was an amazing list of wins.
That is the perfect way to close up the episode. So thank you to everybody who wrote in, sent in a voicemail. I'm sorry we couldn't get to every single one of them. It's impossible, but we read every single one and we greatly, greatly appreciate it. And to you, the community, thank you for being here. Obviously, this has been a year of change here at Chooseify. Thank you for listening as I embark upon this solo journey here. And it's been a lot of fun. And I'm really looking forward to what we have to bring to you, the community, in 2023 and beyond. So thank you for being here. And happy holidays, happy new year. Thank you for listening to today's show and for being part of the Chooseify community. If you haven't already, the best ways to get involved are, first, subscribe to the podcast. So you're listening to this on a podcast player, just hit subscribe. And then subscribe to my weekly newsletter. I actually sit down every Monday and write this by hand, and I send it out Tuesday morning. So just head over to chooseify.com/subscribe. And it's really, really easy to get on the newsletter list right there, and I would greatly appreciate it. It's the best way to get in touch with me. You can actually just hit reply to any of those emails, and it comes directly to my inbox. So that's the way that I keep a pulse of the community and how we keep this the ultimate crowdsourced personal finance show. And finally, if you're looking to join an in-real-life community, we have Chooseify local groups in 300-plus cities all around the world. So head to chooseify.com/local, and you'll find a list of all of those cities in 20 plus countries all across the world. And if you're just getting started with FI, or you have a family member or a friend who you think would be interested, two easy ways. Chooseify episode 100 is kind of our welcome to the FI community. And even though it's a couple years old at this point, it still stands up. And it's a really great just starting point to get an understanding of what is financial independence? What are we doing here? Why are we looking to live a more intentional life where we save money and use it as a springboard to live a better life? And then Chooseify created a Financial Independence 101 course that's entirely free. Just head to chooseify.com/FI101. And again, thanks for listening.